Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Details on Russia's military actions in Ukraine include rape, civilian executions, using buses with Ukrainian kids to escort their tanks, minefields, and booby-trapping bodies are all on display as Russian troops pull back from Kyiv to focus elsewhere in their invasion. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz.
We must relentlessly investigate these crimes committed by the Russian armed forces. I demand that international organizations, such as the International Committee of the Red Cross, be given access to these areas to document the atrocities.
Elon Musk has just bought over 9% of Twitter, according to a regulatory filing published Monday by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Musk recently told his fans of about 80 million on Twitter he's given serious thought to start a fresh social media platform to rival Twitter, which he points out Twitter is failing to adhere to free speech principles. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Who else wants a gas tax holiday?
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he fully supports slashing the gas tax at the federal level.
We've been pushing for that, along with also just increasing domestic production.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Maryland Republican expressing his backing of a group of Democrats that are trying to temporarily axe the gas tax at the federal level to save Americans from some pain at the pump. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hillary Clinton's campaign gets heavily fined.
The Federal Election Commission has fined Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign $8,000 and the Democratic National Committee $105,000 for obscuring their funding of the Steele dossier, a 2016 opposition research report that sought to highlight alleged links between Donald Trump and Russia that caused a firestorm of allegations and investigations that shook the early months of Trump's presidency. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
USA Radio News.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
There are too many young people in this room who do not feel loved. Too many. And we've got to change that around if we're going to change around the trajectory of their lives.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. New data shows over half the carjackings in Chicago are being committed by juveniles. Chicago Alderman and former cop Anthony Napolitano says the Democrats backing the defund the police movement and criminals not being prosecuted is the problem.
You know, I don't think these are unloved children. I think they're unprosecuted children, and it's an unfortunate thing. You know, they're zero parental guidance. I'll give her that, but they're not charged. They're not put in prison anymore. We're not going to have that moment with these kids where we give them a hug and tell them it's not their fault. They're robbing people at gunpoint. They're beating them with an inch of their lives, and they're stealing their cars. We need more of a prosecution moment here. It's not the non-love factor. It's a non-prosecution factor. You know, these kids know it. They're getting away with crime every day. If you tell them the oven's hot and they burn their hand, they're never going to touch that oven again. The same thing goes on with the crime in this city. We've emptied out half of our jail systems. We have plenty of room to start charging these juveniles as adults and putting them away for time and letting them realize that there's crime and there's punishment.
Over 100 police officers have been shot in America so far this year, making good police officers walk away from their jobs, thanks to these policies not supporting the people that put their lives on the line every day. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That is our mission, and we thank you for joining in and being part of the solution and not adding to the problem. We got plenty of problems out there. And you know, the thing that's most amazing about it, it's from a small percentage of people when you think about it. Because most Americans want what you want. You know, they want to be able to, you know, go have a job, work hard, provide for their family, have a peaceful and joyful life. I think that's pretty much, the common mission of America's people. But yet for a small percentage and a whole different agenda, you see, we're all being, you know, treated like mushrooms, kept in the dark and fed all kinds of manure here, ladies and gentlemen. And this isn't a manure place. We give it to you straight because we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. My good friend Bruce Thatcher is with us from History Speaks. Bruce has written three incredible books. And I'll tell you, it has just been such a blessing. And in a way, in today's conversation, we're going to touch on all three, because he wrote Adamant Aggressors, How to Recognize and Deal with Them. Adamant aggressors are around today, and they're quite preeminent on our television sets every night. Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Well, clearly, the administration in the United States knows about immigration, though they don't go to the border, but they're not interested in making it work. So there's a whole nother agenda that is behind the secret door here that you need to be aware of. His third book, Rise and Decline, Where We Are and What We Can Do About It, I say it's an interesting perspective. I mean, really, it's well written and researched. But the thing is that I travel two roads, as you know. Being a man of faith, I think, okay, there are things that we can do that are within our power. And the other aspect is, what's God doing? If God's doing something here, then we need to hang on and we need to get in alignment with what God's doing. And this is where we need, you know, a little bit of time and discernment to understand what's happening. Right now, Bruce Thatcher joins us. Hey, Bruce, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, good morning, Bill. Glad to be here. You know, yesterday, my wife and daughter and I attended a concert at the Mid-Texas Symphony, and what they always start the concerts by playing the national anthem, and the audience stands up and sings the national anthem. But this time, they followed that up by playing the Ukrainian national anthem as a symbol of support and solidarity. That made me think of some interesting contrast between the leaders of the two nations, of America and of Ukraine, in terms of particularly the records and also some of our responses to the adamant aggressors of this world of today. And, of course, Putin is the most obvious one in the headlines and in the news right now, and Zelensky's dealing with him and actually dealing fairly well with him mm-hmm. in terms of opposing an adamant aggressor. But the contrast is in some ways is what are we doing? Because you look at, mm-hmm. yes, we have, and most of the free world has supported Zelensky, and that's very commendable. But what are we doing at home as regards adamant aggressors? And it's not very much. We're not building up our economy and our energy situation. We're deliberately diminishing it and taking it down. We are not building up and supporting our armed forces as well as we should. We're deliberately eviscerating them with mandates on pronouns and vaccines and stuff like that. And that's just a couple of the examples. There are some key differences between us.
Yeah, Claire. Well, Bruce, you see, the problem is most Americans like you and I, we look at this first and say, this doesn't make sense. I mean, where is the common sense of all this? Why are we, you know, diluting a military and keeping their eye off the ball, worried about pronouns and COVID vaccines, which the government is saying we're on the other side of this. At least that's what Joe Biden said again here recently. And but we're not. And now he presents a new budget. And one thing that clearly comes out in watching what Russia is doing, you know, relative to your book, Adamant Aggressors, is that they've wired up. You know, and then we see what's happening in the South China Seas with China, and they're warring up. And meanwhile, our budget has been spent pell-mell in areas that matter so little about the military. And then the president introduces a new budget of $5 trillion in this coming year, and he's only increasing the military budget by 4%. Well, we've got inflation at 7%, almost 8%, heading to 10%. That 4%, bye-bye, we're not even keeping up with today's money and today's investments into the military. So it tells you all around that this president and the ruling class of our country right now is not interested in common sense. The constitutional agenda that you and I think that everybody should be on, it's clear that the ruling class of our country is not interested in we the people anymore. And we the people need to wake up, God willing. If this is our chance to do something about it, we need to take a serious stand against the ruling class. If not, it's to hell in a handbasket, and who knows, then we go into the other scenario that I mentioned earlier, and that is that God's plan to take us to the final chapter of Revelations is going to happen nonstop.
There are a lot of people who think that we're in the final stages of that, and that there's nothing we can do about it. That's just the way it is. But there are things we can do, and there are things we should do. We can stand up to our political leaders, and the founders of our Constitution and of our country absolutely believed in standing up to the political leadership. That's why we had a revolution that said, nope, no more. We're not going to do that. We're going to have our own country. And it's been the most successful experiment in the history of the world in terms of freedom. But it's not free. And we have to hold the politicians' feet to the fire. We have to let them know what we, the people, want. And we have to make sure that they listen to us at least enough to take action in those regards. Mm-hmm. It is just mind-boggling how oblivious so many of us can be, just sort of wandering down the streets or the beaches or wherever we are with earbuds in our ears and paying no attention to what's around
us. Exactly. Well, and this is what's giving them, you know, full license to get away with all this, because, you know, we're distracted by what's happening in Ukraine. But meanwhile, Joe Biden and the globalists are not. They're taking full advantage of all this. I mean, they're throttling down oil at a time when energy is leverage. We're ignoring it. We've surrendered our energy independence in order to fulfill a globalist objective here. And this is what people need to wake up and see. It's happening before our eyes. And like you said, you just because you think, okay, maybe these are the last of the last days and there's nothing you can do about it. Well, that's not the case. The reason God warned us is so that we would be prepared. So what are you doing in light of this? And I think you still need to stand for truth and justice the way it should be. Not the way that these globalists, these globalists like the Biden administration and the far left, the way they've hijacked our country and our Constitution. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Bruce Thatcher after this. Stay with us.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Throughout the past year, we have clearly seen God at work through our partnership with Amakuku Evangeli in Zimbabwe. Even though many Zimbabweans identify as Christian, a large number of them struggle to differentiate between culture and religion. This makes it hard for them to break free from traditional African religious practices such as ancestral spirit worship and witchcraft. This is why the need for the Tide Ministry is still so great in Zimbabwe. We are trusting God to grow our outreach in that area and asking Him to help us equip Amakuku Evangeli with the right resources to continue sharing the gospel message and leading people into a committed relationship with Jesus. To read testimonies of Zimbabweans whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
The founder of History Speaks Today, immigration expert and author of Immigration, How to Avoid His Perils and Make It Work, Adam and Aggressors, and his third insightful book that we've been talking about, and that is The Rise and Decline. I mean, really, you know, Bruce, when you wrote this book, I mean, you could see it, you know, loud and clear. You saw all the signs of what was going on in America, and it's been the same of history long ago, right?
It has, and what I noticed as I was researching the book, and what comes out very clearly, I think, in the book, is that, one, the obvious thing, no nation lasts forever, at least hasn't up to this point, but there are some fairly common things that occur that make all nations that have declined once they hit their peak in common. And what those things are is that the people in the nations themselves, get away from and stop relying on the values that were that upon which they were founded. They reject the founding values of their countries. And that was true in the Roman Empire. That was true in Greece and in France for a couple of its countries. Pick whatever nation you want to, and you can see that that's what's happening. And then you bring that down to today and you say, okay, what's going on in America? Well, what's going on is that we are rejecting the very basis of what this nation was in the beginning. We're saying, no, we don't believe in those values anymore. We don't believe in free speech, unless it's my own free speech. We're not concerned about it. We're not concerned about freedom of religion. We're not, and you can go right down the list.
Exactly.
And too many people today are just saying, I don't care about it. Forget it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Bruce, it's to the point that people are upset because you don't want to talk about sex to a five-year-old. Up to a 10-year-old. And they make a big war out of this and say, well, it's a no-gay bill, and, you know, Disney gets involved and all this. It's like, whoa, are we to hell in a handbasket here? I mean, this is absolutely insane. I mean, like you said, we reject these values that we grew up with that are generations old and have rendered us benefit. And we're so arrogant to think that, oh, that was then, those old fogies, what do they know? It has no relevance. But yet, you know, even in our generation, we see the relevance and benefit of it. But this new generation that's coming up, because they've been indoctrinated, and to what point, Bruce? So that they can violate our kids? I mean, look at what's going on in the open border, all the sex trafficking that's going on, and what's happening to young kids. Maybe if you just, you know, make it all acceptable and normal, it doesn't matter. You know, kind of like this Supreme Court justice who you know, or going to be, she'll probably be confirmed, who thinks that, you know, child pornography is no big whoop, and that, you know, people need to understand because of today's computers, if you hit one button, you know, you can suddenly be, well, you know, you could have thousands of photos of pornography on your laptop, and it wasn't your fault because you just hit one button and you got all that, and that needs to be taken into consideration. I mean, how ludicrous is that? That's like saying, well, Bruce, you know, you got behind the wheel of a Tesla, and, you know, you're used to driving a VW, and so it's really not your fault that, you know, before you knew it, you were doing 120, and you ran through, you know, two dozen people and killed, you know, half of them. You know, that's not your fault. You know, the manufacturer's, the car's fault, right? I mean,
it's always somebody else. It's never, never my fault. It's always...
Yeah.
Somebody else's fault. We are bringing down the age level where we introduce our kids and our children to subjects, and the reality is that they don't have the mind to deal with those things. They can't make the judgments. The judgment ability of the mind does not fully mature until mid-20s, and we're introducing these things that we say, well, we can handle them, so show can they. Well, no, they can't.
And you see the problem. The problem is, Bruce. See, they can't reproduce. Gays can't reproduce. All right. So the only way they can reproduce is they've got to indoctrinate normal kids onto their side, so this way that they can have an increasing number of alleged gays. You know, like one teacher said the other night, and it just blew me away. I mean, she's so proud. She goes, well, you know, I think she said something like 43% of the kids in her classroom were trans, and they're like fourth graders. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's
43%. I mean, come on. But see, this is what they And this is what happens when you get so ideologically fixed. You tell yourself a lie, you keep telling a lie, next thing you know, you believe it, and you start sounding like Barack Obama.
Yeah, or fill in any blank on most politicians we have today.
Right.
Single focus on the interest that I have, to hell with everybody else, and we're then going to trot out any stories that we want to support our position. And
well, we're relinquishing the greatest government and country in modern times. We're surrendering it to these ideologues because we're afraid to stand for truth and freedom of religion and the right to teach our kids. We're just going to fold our tent and think, okay, well, maybe we'll be dead and we won't have to deal with it in our lifetime. It'll be the next generation to have to deal with it.
And
how? Go ahead.
I closed the book Rise and Decline, and I concluded that America was in its decline, and I raised the question: Can we do anything about it? Absolutely, we can. The question is, will we?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of pessimistic. There's too many people who don't give a damn. They don't care.
Yeah. Well, and that's the deal. Look what happened in Germany, Bruce. You and I talked about this before. How many were actually fascists that were actually aligned with the Third Reich? You know, about 10%.
Something like that.
Around 10%. So 10% was controlling 90%. And you imagine, I mean, when Germany finally woke up and then they started touring all these incinerators and these concentration camps and everything. I see video of them. And it was like first they go into these concentration camps like a Sunday walk in the park. And they come out and the dejection, the shame that it was upon their face, it was so telling. And Germany learned the hard way. And this is something that has passed in their generation. And America, see, we saw it from the outside, but we saw it in a way that we thought never, never could this ever happen in America. Well, guess what? It is happening in America. I mean, we've got people that are sex trafficked, that come across the border, that are, you know, making billions of dollars for the cartels and everybody else, but not for America, not for America's interests. But they serve the purposes of the far left that want to destroy the very country that we believe in, the very country that many of us, you know, went and joined the military, and some of us went overseas and fought a war and fought wars to defend. And now here it is being tossed aside like some disposable paper plate.
I don't know what to do about it, Bill. But I think that what we have to do is struggle in every way we know how. And at the moment, where that struggle is with our elected leaders, and we can affect some of them. And we got to do what we can.
Yeah.
And
I mean, why aren't these elected leaders, the Republicans, why aren't they all camping out at the border, Bruce? They know this is dangerous. They see what's going on. The numbers right now, I mean, they're talking probably in May that we'll have upwards 10, 15,000, maybe even 20,000 illegal immigrants storming the border right now. And again, if Biden does, in fact, get rid of the Trump policy, then, I mean, oh, you know, Katie, bar the doors. What are we going to do?
We can talk about it some more.
Yeah, but we can't wait. We can't wait for the midterm.
No, we can't.
We can't wait for the next election. I guess that's the point, is that America needs to shake our elected officials, you know, by the shirt tails, whatever it takes to wake them up to a sense of immediacy, because this is how urgent the situation is it not, Bruce? We got 30 seconds left. I'll let you wrap it up. Tell everybody how they can get in touch with you.
If everybody would contact their representative and senator just once a month, it would have an enormous impact. Take a look at my website, historyspeakstoday.com. You can see what the books are, and you can see whether or not you agree.
Yep. Thank you, Bruce Thatcher.
Recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Details on Russia's military actions in Ukraine include rape, civilian executions, using buses with Ukrainian kids to escort their tanks, minefields, and booby-trapping bodies are all in display as Russian troops pull back from Kyiv to focus elsewhere in their invasion. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz.
We must relentlessly investigate these crimes committed by the Russian armed forces. I demand that international organizations, such as the International Committee of the Red Cross, be given access to these areas to document the atrocities.
Elon Musk has just bought over 9% of Twitter, according to a regulatory filing published Monday by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Musk recently told his fans of about 80 million on Twitter he's given serious thought to start a fresh social media platform to rival Twitter, which he points out Twitter is failing to adhere to free speech principles. USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Well, good morning to you. It's Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Carol Lieberman joins us. She is known as America's psychiatrist. Lord have mercy, you can't even imagine how big her couch is. I mean, when you take on the entire country, I think we all want to spend time with Dr. Carol Lieberman, because with all the brain bruising and damaging that's taking place in our country today, Carol, I don't know if you have enough time. If you can book us all, maybe we just need to all get together and we'll have one mass therapy session. Can you do that for us?
Yeah. Sure, a group.
Oh, bless your heart.
Group.
Hey, I'm telling you, boy, for all the things that are happening, not only in our country, but around the world, it's totally nuts. One of the things I want to talk about that you'd written about recently was what in the world ails Vladimir Putin? Let's put him on the couch. What is he telling you?
Well, he has a very complex personality and psyche, and people are it's like the story of the three blind men and an elephant. And, you know, each man is looking at a different part and describing the elephant, you know, like a trunk or the side or the tail, and really missing the point. You have to, as a psychiatrist, the psychoanalytically oriented one, I looked at his childhood, and that's what we have to, for all of us, who we are today is because of what happened to us during our childhood. So Putin's childhood was he was born and grew up in war-torn Leningrad. So there were signs of World War II all around him, you know, dilapidated buildings, hunger, you know, all of that. He was very poor. His parents, of course, had just suffered through the war.
Right.
They had physical problems from it. His father had a limp. His mother was so starved that they put her with corpses that, you know, she fainted and they thought she was dead. But they also, of course, had psychological damage from the war. Mm-hmm. And so they weren't able to give him a sense of security. And there were lots of ands, lots of things. Mm-hmm. He was bullied as a child because he was small and odd. And no surprise that he was odd, right, child.
Right.
And so
was the fact that he's the third child, did that have any dynamic to consider?
Yes, the fact that his two brothers died before he was born. So all of these things gave him a sense of impending disaster, impending doom. Mm-hmm. And when he was growing up, I believe that he made a promise to himself saying, I'm never going to be this vulnerable again. And that is how he has lived his life. You know, he, in order to combat the bullies, he learned martial arts. He was poor, so now he has gold-plated toilet seats and lots of other, you know, wealthy trinkets. And now, you know, to fend off, well, first of all, so I imagine all of these things that I've been mentioning, one of the things that is really striking is that there's a photo of him when he's five, and he's sitting on his mother's lap, and she has her arms stiffly around him, and he has his arms and legs crossed, and he's hunched over, and he's looking up at the camera like, please don't hurt me. And that really says it all. So that is what, you know, that I diagnosed him as then developing a paranoid personality disorder. Mm-hmm. And this is now being, has been over the recent years, exacerbated, his paranoia, because of various things that have been happening in the world. COVID, for example, where he isolated himself for like at least the 2 years. Mm-hmm. And even now he's still isolating himself for the most part. Also, he's very much in touch with his mortality. COVID made all of us think of our mortality. And in addition to that, you know, there have been rumors for years that he has cancer or Parkinson's, or even there have been rumors that he has COVID. None of these things have been proven or are official. And then this, what came out recently was about him having roid rage because as a treatment for his cancer. Well, first of all, steroids is a very controversial treatment for cancer. Some studies say that it makes cancer grow. So I would hope that that's not happening. But he certainly during his life, because of wanting to appear stronger, you know, to not seem vulnerable, he has, you know, been very much involved with making muscles and exercising and all of that. So certainly it's possible that at various times in his life, including now perhaps, that he has taken steroids. But the real, the main problem, oh, I left out an important story in his childhood, was that he had an experience with a rat. And he, you know, that's what they used to do in his tenement. The kids used to, mm-hmm. for entertainment, used to hit rats with sticks and kill rats. And he had a particularly large rat that he went after, and the rat ran into the corner, and he thought, aha, I have this rat. I'm going to kill this rat. And then the rat, cornered, suddenly leapt up at him. And he barely shut the door in time to stop the rat from, like, actually landing on his chest.
Oh,
and so that is significant because, and he has written about this, you know, that it was really a very important lesson that he learned. So why this is important today as far as, you know, how he is being approached in terms of the war is that we don't want to or we shouldn't, leaders should not be pushing him into a corner because he has learned from the rat that if, you know, people are expecting you to do one thing and thinking that you're done, that you can find another way of lashing out at them. And of course, now that would be nuclear weapons.
Mm. Well, and I think that that's a general personality, is that if anybody is cornered, then you could possibly ignite an irrational response, right?
Yes. To some degree, it's a lot of people in any case, but I think that between his paranoia and his experiences, it's more so. And of course Biden, and of course the thing that Biden said the other day about wanting to get
he was calling for a regime change.
Right.
With his statement, which was, yes, exactly. Yeah.
And that is the worst, because that is what Putin fears the most. That was the worst.
Well, the other thing, too, Carol, is that you have that, but before that you had, now's not time to talk about war crimes. I mean, you're saying he's going to be subject to, a tribunal and to be, tried for war crimes.
Yes.
We know that that could be the case, but to be pounding that drumbeat, doesn't that put him further in the corner, to your point?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the thing is, if they feel that they have nothing left to lose, I mean, Putin would rather go out with a nuclear bomb and nuclear war and destroying the world than to go out, leave Ukraine with his tail between his legs.
Mm-hmm.
And I've recently been surprised and concerned about Zelensky, who I think is, fabulous, a great leader. But recently he's been talking about, and when Putin was, seemed like he was going to maybe make some compromises, of course, that's when Biden made his statement about getting rid of Putin.
Mm.
But then now Zelensky is talking about how he doesn't want to give up any part of Ukraine. I mean, sure, I can understand that, but at the same time, you don't want more of your people dying.
Right. Well, do we really even know Zelensky? I mean, I have this sense, Carol, that we're being propagandized even when it comes to the personality of one Vladimir Zelensky. I mean, lest we forget what his country was involved in. I mean, it's not like this guy was a saint or something. I mean, he's got a lot of issues, and we are willing to put that aside, and we want to turn this guy into a hero. And do we do this at some, personal jeopardy ourselves? Just a thought here. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Carol Lieberman. Stay with us.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-D-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You know, as America's psychiatrist and best-selling award-winning author, you know, Dr. Carol Lieberman, as she puts us on the couch, wants to connect us with reality and reason. And, Carol, I can imagine, I mean, when you look at our country, you know, psychologically right now, we're so confused. We talked about Russia and Ukraine. We've got so many narratives that are coming out there. You got Russia's narrative, Putin's narrative, and of course they're claiming Russian disinformation. You know, we hear that often. Ukraine's got a story that they're telling, and even when President Zelensky over the weekend was asked a direct question, he kind of sashayed around that. And I don't blame him in part, but yet, he's got a narrative that he's putting out there. And then you got the United States putting theirs. China is doing everything they can do, having, you know, full fun with this. And I say fun because everybody's on an agenda here. And America thinks that the U.S. Constitution is still in play. And the Constitution is being obliterated right before our eyes. And we think that that is not the case. But in other, you know, historically, when you look, as we were talking with Bruce Thatcher earlier, when you look at these other regimes and nations who are no more, they thought the same thing. They thought, well, you know, hey, their way of living, just because it's always been in their generation, that it will always be. They found out that not so much the case. And here we are. America is being torn apart. We're losing sense of the values, core values that we have. I mean, to such a degree, Carol, that, you know, you got people upset because all of a sudden it's a problem to, you know, to not want to teach sex to kids that are 5 years old, that, you know, somehow that's no longer the responsibility of the parents. And so now we're going to storm the streets and we're going to blow up the House of Disney and everything else just because we want to teach sex to 5 year olds. It's crazy.
Well, absolutely. There are so many things going on that are destroying our country. Things from cancel culture to the whole twisted sex ed to CRT, all of these things that are basically aimed at the same thing, which is disrupting all of the things that we counted on, you know, the markers in our life that orient us. Exactly. You know, it seems each thing seems like a little thing that, you know, it shouldn't be. What's the big deal to cancel Dr. Seuss? I mean, it is a big deal. But I mean, you know, some people think, oh, well, that's just a little, you know, that's not good. But oh, well. And but, you know,
and we'll let in a couple of million extra people, you know, illegals into the country. They come in illegally. Oh, yeah, by the way, first and foremost. And with them, they bring in their own culture. I mean, to such a degree that, and here we are. We're about ready to confirm a judge that thinks no big whoop when it comes to child pornography, right? And you got people coming into the country that think it's no big whoop for them to have sex with minors, with teenagers,
absolutely,
with, you know, less than teenagers. That's their culture, right? So now they come into America, and now America has to adopt to them, not them to America.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's
right.
Particularly the Afghans that have that culture that they you know, it's okay to marry, you know, kids. And of course, this whole thing with the sex, you know, teaching kids. I mean, first of all, no matter what the left says, kids are born with, you know, girls have XX and boys have XY, and they have the genitalia that goes along with those chromosomes, and you know, they're boys and girls, and what determines their gender, what determines, you know, their who they are sexually attracted to, and so on, or how they behave. Is a combination of hormones in pregnancy and the once they're born, as they're growing up, their relationship to their parents and to other significant people in their lives. So if someone develops into a gay boy, for example, or a lesbian girl on their own, you know, because of these various influences that I just mentioned, that's one thing. But to be taught, to be pressured, to be to receive propaganda in school, and to realize that those kids who go along with their teachers and become trans, that these are the kids who are going to get attention, and these are the kids who are going to be able to tell people, other people, what pronouns to use, and these are the I mean, like in Biden's speech just the other day, he was calling transgender kids or special. You're so brave. I mean, who doesn't want the President of the United States calling them out as being special? So there are so many influences, and yet because it's not a natural development, you know, they're doing these things because of the outside pressure, and then even parents and teachers getting the, you know, now this whole thing about teachers not telling parents that they are finding ways to get the kids' hormones and surgery and all of that, but there are some parents also who are colluding with the teachers. Not so many. You know, it's more the educational situation. But there are parents who think that they're cool, you know, or enlightened if they go along with, like, if. You know, there's nothing like a tomboy these days. If a girl climbs a tree, oh my God, she really wants to be a boy. It's
exactly
ridiculous.
Yeah. Give her puberty blockers. I mean, this is absurd. But see, interference by the educators and the schools have been going on for a number of years, and we've ignored it. I mean, when they started interjecting themselves with, you know, sexual activity and giving condoms to kids that parents were not aware, or birth control pills, or counseling when they got pregnant, all this has been going on without parental consent, and of course a big issue. And America rolled over, and we allowed the elected officials to do this, and we knew that that was going to open the roads to a slippery ground. So don't be surprised now that they want to take over the identity of your children. I mean, how dare they, Carol? I mean, can you imagine somebody coming to you and just saying, Carol, I know you thought you're a woman all your life, but, you know, you're just delusional, and we know better, and we're going to tell you really, you know, that God intended you, or, you know, they may not even say God, because this becomes a spiritual issue, and another, oh, that's right, another constitutional right, freedom of religion.
Right.
So we can't really mention that. that quite in those terms, but we're just going to say nonetheless that you really you are going to have so much more freedom as a man than you would, Carol, as a woman, and we're going to invalidate anything that was set aside for you, was planned for you, and now be given a male lens as opposed to a natural female lens and point of view. How arrogant.
Yes, and the result of all of this is that the kids later on, they realize that, you know, this, no, I don't want to be a boy or I don't want to be a girl. And by that point, it's too late, especially if they have, if they've had hormones or they've had surgery, and, you know, they can't go back. So many of them, not only do they have different psychological problems like anxiety and depression and so on.
Just in a normal case, become, yes, exactly.
They become suicidal.
Yes. And, of course, this is what's been happening. And I was going to say that the suicide rate amongst teens is on the increase. And when you do a study of these children who have been, you know, counseled, you know, about sexual dysphoria and whatever it is that they want to label it, because these adults think they're so smart and they know better, and the damage that they're doing to these kids. Carol, I mean, you know, maybe a generation down the road, they're going to look back and say, man, I don't know what happened to these 21st century Americans, but they had totally lost their minds.
Yes, and, you know, I mean, there are all these articles and news reports about how the pandemic has made kids, you know, mental health issues in kids were never worse. And they want to blame it on the pandemic. I mean, yes, the pandemic did have bad effects, but so much more. I mean, they're trying to hide the fact that it's all this, what's going on in the schools.
And, exactly.
Which is disrupting kids, confusing kids, disrupting kids. And you know, even if they're starting teaching kids masturbation in kindergarten or first grade.
Oh, geez.
And like, you don't have to teach, there was never a thing where you had to teach a child how to masturbate. That's something that children figure out by themselves. And what's going on with all this talk about sex in schools is that there is more sexual, assault going on in schools because they're raising, you know, they're making everybody think about sex instead of math or English or, you know, history. And so, of course, they're getting them excited, you know, stimulated. And there's different sexual molestation, assaults, rape, more than ever.
Carol, a minute left here. What do we do?
Well, we have to we vote in people who don't believe in this, and we take control of our kids as far as we find out, figure out, you know, really get to know what is being taught in their class, what their homework is, what their books are. That's another thing. The books, it's porn. There are libraries and schools that have pornography in it.
Yeah, they're being conditioned. Exactly.
Yes.
Well,
parents have to find this out and speak out and do something.
Well, Carol, I think that we can be thankful for COVID in as much as that it is helping us define a line in the sand here. Now, are parents going to have the backbone and intestinal fortitude for the sake of their children to fight for their very lives and their very psyche? You know, in one sense, forget about America. What's more precious are the kids here. That's what we need to fight for, because our kids are being stolen from us, sadly. Dr. Carol Lieberman, she's America's psychiatrist. Carol, thank you so much. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.